We've explored how everything starts with our choices, particularly what we choose to focus on. This message extends beyond your personal well-being. It becomes a profound moral message. So when I talk to you guys, and you guys all say, Ted's always so positive, and I don't want to talk about what we don't do, I want to talk about what we do do. I don't want to talk about what we can't do, I want to talk about what we can do. When you're around people like that, you feel off, you really feel off those words. It has an impact on you. So when I'm talking about we're communicating more effectively, you can feel that. That's a good feeling. That's a way of saying, wow, if I talk to Ted, I know I'm doing better because he just said so. There's a moral message that's like, hey, you're doing a good job. Keep doing more of what you're doing. Hey, you're a good person. Hey, I like being around you. This is cool. There's a morality to that. I mean, think about your neighbors, where you live. If they're nice to you when you walk by, if they smile at you, if they say hello, if they engage you, it doesn't just say things about them, it says things about you. You know, I like when I walk my dog, all the neighbors come out to talk to me. Because one, it tells me they're good people, and two, that they like me enough that they want to come out and say something to me. It makes me feel good about my life. I know I live in a good neighborhood. I know that they don't hate me. There's a value to that for me. So when I walk my dog, I make sure I pick up after. Why? I don't want my neighbors to think I'm a bad guy. I want them to know, hey, I care about our community as much as you guys do. And they come out and talk to my dog because they know my one dog, you know, passed away. So they come out and interact with Sunny because they know she's lonely. They've talked to me about it. I just think that's the coolest thing. That tells me a lot about those. They made a moral choice to come out and make my dog feel better, make me feel better. Heck, someone made me cry doing it because they're saying, I know you miss Maxie, and I start crying. But that tells me these are good people. I want to be around them more. So I might walk my dog more. Heck, I walk without my dog just to be around those people more. Some of that stuff is about some of the descriptive I talked about, ethical self-awareness. Realizing that our attitudes have moral implications to other people. Positive influence. Realizing that our positive focus can have positive outcomes for other people. Responsibility and agency. This is a big one. Acknowledging our responsibility to make the choices and that we made them. Not blaming others. Just own it. Own the choice. Balancing perspectives. That's the really difficult one for me. That's really hard. Being mindful of the dimensions of your personality, of your relationships with other people. And that might become upon like the business and personal. In just having a friend versus an intimate relationship with somebody. You gotta balance those perspectives. Is it emotional or is it a cold, static relationship? Is it dynamic? Those things are really difficult for us because it's in your psyche, it's very opinion oriented, and you have to make that judgment call for yourself. The law of attraction, love this part, I haven't talked about this part yet. Embracing the idea that positive thoughts and attitudes will attract other people to you. If you think positive, you have a positive attitude, people want to be around that. When people say misery loves company, they're not saying miserable people love to be around miserable people. Miserable people, they don't want to be alone because they want someone to make them feel better. That's really what they're saying. The moral of the entire message, look around you. Look who's near you. Look who's not near you. Look who's near you that you don't want to be near. Look who's not near you that you want to be near. Look who's near you that you want to be near. Ask yourself, why is that happening? Why are they here? It's going to become part of your moral attitude, your moral presentation, your moral perception of who you are to them and who they are to you. So be mindful of the people that you want to be. The people you're around are typically the people you're going to be like. So be mindful of the people you want to be. If you're around negative, unethical people, you're going to become more and more like them. Or you'll just be sad and unmotivated. Get around good, positive people and get to running. Because it's fun being around good, positive people. It makes life so much more enjoyable. And the people that are making you feel bad, you might want to distance yourself.